Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Grid the Fraying Wires Between Americans and Our Energy Future is a nonfiction book by cultural anthropologist Gretchen Bakke that examines the U.S. electrical grid as both a technical system and a social institution. Rather than treating electricity infrastructure as a purely engineering problem, Bakke shows how the grid developed through American history, regulated into fragmentation, and shaped by political, cultural, and economic choices. The book explains why the nation's power system, once a triumph of 20th century expansion, now struggles to support renewable energy, distributed generation, and greater resilience. It is written for readers who want to understand why modernization is so difficult, even when the need is widely recognized. By combining history, anthropology, and systems thinking, Bakke makes a complex infrastructure subject accessible while keeping attention on the human decisions behind it. The result is a detailed account of how the grid became outdated, why reform is slow, and what a cleaner energy future would require. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the American grid became a powerful but inflexible national system. Bakke begins from the idea that the electrical grid is one of the defining American engineering achievements. But she shows that its strength created the very rigidity that now limits it. The system was built around centralized generation, one-way power flow, and large utilities serving predictable demand patterns. That model worked when electricity came from a relatively small number of controllable plants and when the main goal was expansion and universal access. Over time, however, this architecture became a liability because it was not designed for widespread rooftop solar, intermittent wind, or localized energy storage. Bakke's historical framing matters because it explains that the grid is not failing randomly. It is performing the task it was originally built to do. The problem is that the task itself has changed. By tracing the grid as a product of American growth, improvisation, and patchwork development, the book shows why present-day reform is so difficult. Modernization is not a simple upgrade, but a structural redesign of a system whose assumptions are deeply embedded in its history. Secondly, why renewable energy exposes the limits of an old electricity architecture. One of the book's central arguments is that renewable energy creates a mismatch between old infrastructure and new energy behavior. Solar and wind power are variable, distributed, and often far from where electricity is consumed, while the traditional grid was built for stable supply from centralized plants. Bakke explains that integrating renewables is not just a matter of building more clean generation. The grid must also become more flexible, responsive, and able to manage supply across time and geography. This requires transmission upgrades, storage solutions, smarter balancing, and new market rules. The book is useful because it moves beyond the common assumption that climate progress depends only on better generation technologies. Instead, it shows that the electricity system itself can become the bottleneck. If the grid cannot absorb and move renewable power efficiently, clean energy cannot scale at the pace policymakers want. Bakke therefore reframes the energy transition as an infrastructure problem as much as an environmental one. Her analysis helps readers understand why ambitious climate goals often collide with the physical and institutional limits of the existing power network. Thirdly, the grid as a political and regulatory patchwork, not a single machine, Bakke stresses that the grid is not governed by one clear authority, but by a fragmented set of utilities. Regulators, state rules, federal policies, and market structures. That fragmentation is a major reason modernization is so slow. The book highlights how deregulation and piecemeal policy changes created a system in which responsibility is dispersed, incentives are inconsistent, and long-term investment is often discouraged. In practice, this means no single actor can easily coordinate the nationwide changes needed for resilience or renewable integration. Bakke makes the regulatory complexity intelligible by showing that technical infrastructure is also a governance problem. Power lines, pricing, planning, and reliability are all affected by political decisions about who pays, who controls, and who bears risk. This is why the book repeatedly connects engineering questions to legislation, utility culture, and public debate. The grid is not merely a set of wires. It is an institutional arrangement shaped by competing interests. That perspective helps explain why even obvious improvements can stall when they require cooperation across multiple levels of authority. Fourthly, cultural anthropology as a way to understand energy infrastructure, a distinctive feature of the book is Bakke's anthropological method. Rather than writing only as a policy analyst or engineer, she studies the grid as something embedded in human behavior, habits, trust, and institutional culture. This approach reveals why technological fixes alone are often insufficient. Public resistance to change, suspicion of government, concern over cost, and uneven access to benefits all affect whether grid reforms succeed. Bakke shows that infrastructure is lived as well as built. People rarely think about the grid until it fails, yet their expectations are cheap. uninterrupted power shape every debate about reform. By using anthropology, she can explain why modernization is not just a technical challenge, but a social negotiation. That makes the book especially valuable because it addresses the gap between what engineers can design and what communities, regulators, and consumers are willing to accept. The anthropological lens also broadens the meaning of energy policy, showing that trust, legitimacy, and fairness are not side issues, but central conditions for implementing change. Lastly, smart grids, resilience, and the risks of digital transformation, Bakke does not present modernization as a simple celebration of smart technology. She treats digital grid tools, automation, and advanced control systems as promising but incomplete solutions that introduce new risks alongside new capabilities. A smarter grid may help balance renewable inputs, improve efficiency, and detect problems faster, but it also raises concerns about cybersecurity, privacy, cost, and unequal access. The book is careful to show that resilience depends not only on more data and sensors, but also on redundancy, planning, and public confidence. This balanced treatment distinguishes it from overly optimistic energy writing that assumes technology will automatically solve infrastructure problems. Bakke's argument is that digital tools must be embedded in a broader redesign of the power system, one that anticipates failure, protects vulnerable communities, and avoids deepening inequality. By linking smart grid promises to real-world institutional constraints, she gives readers a realistic picture of what energy modernization can and cannot achieve. The result is a more grounded understanding of resilience as a social and technical goal, not just an engineering feature. In conclusion, The Grid is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible explanation of why America's electricity system is so hard to modernize. Policymakers, environmental advocates, energy professionals, students of infrastructure, and general readers interested in climate transition will all find value in it. Its practical benefit is that it clarifies why renewable energy adoption depends on much more than generating clean power. It requires changes in transmission, regulation, storage, governance, and public trust. Its intellectual benefit is equally strong. Bakke helps readers see The Grid as a historical and social artifact rather than a neutral machine. That perspective makes the book stand out from more technical energy books, which often focus on engineering alone, and from purely political books, which may ignore infrastructure constraints. Bakke's interdisciplinary method gives the subject unusual depth without losing readability. For readers trying to understand blackouts, grid fragility, the slow pace of reform, or the real obstacles to a clean energy future, this book offers a clearer and more nuanced framework than most books in the field. It is especially useful because it explains not only what is broken, but why fixing it is so difficult. If you would like to support Gretchen Bakke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.